You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I was wondering how the levels were. I know you said that they had been adjusted.
It's different week to week, man. Every week it's a little different in here for some reason. But I think it's, well, this mixer board that I'm knocking on, I mean, that's real, solidly built.
That's real wood right there.
Yeah, real wood and American steel, and it's pretty old now. I would say it's 30-ish years old, if I had to guess, just from looking at it.
They should, like, carve or put some kind of plaque on there, the history of these boards, because that looks kind of like the one that we had at the old 93.3 The Planet on Stone Avenue.
I believe it's one that I know we had at the old building we used to be in before we moved to this building.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the mall.
We've moved, same radio station, 3 different locations.
Yeah, I mean, that happened.
No, it's totally fine. Same station. I'm still fine with that.
Yeah.
You know? Like Henry Aaron. He was Milwaukee Braves. He stayed with him down to Atlanta.
Yeah, he did.
Atlanta. That paid off good for him, too. Got that Turner money.
Mm-hmm.
He probably got some money from the Olympics. I'm sure he did.
I imagine.
Everybody who was in it. Did Ali get paid money to go? I'm not making a single joke here because Nine will tell you my love for the great Cassius Clay, but he had to receive some compensation, right? To go and light the torch.
I have no idea.
I think they
I can't even venture a guess because it would just be a completely blind guess with nothing behind it whatsoever.
But it's a business venture, the Olympics.
They grease they don't grease palms, they get their palms greased.
That's what, sure, but it's a business thing because it's a tourism thing. Mm-hmm. And that's why all these cities and nations rather go for the big pull, the big draw.
Yeah, that's why Florida is offering now to host the Olympic Games this summer if Tokyo backs out.
What does everybody know about Florida that I don't? Why is it, a year and a half ago, we called it the burning dumpster of America, but now all of a sudden, everything is going there? Or am I just thinking about wrestling?
Well, they offered. This is all they offered to host it, and they haven't really shut down over COVID.
That's why.
Yeah. That's it. They've had fewer COVID restrictions. That's why everybody wants to film there and stuff now.
Yeah. I've made a resolution to mention the date when we tape these, because you never know when stuff down the road changes and whatnot, and you're listening to us talking about this or that, and you're like, what?
What, huh?
Tuesday, January 26th. 21.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
Thanks for that, Matthew.
You're very welcome.
And we're so glad to have you with us again. Thank you so much for listening to After Hours with the Rise Guys. It's not as easy as just, you know, getting in the car and there we are on your radio. You seek this out because you want to hear what we have to say about stuff. We really appreciate helping you kill time or helping you drive around town or whatever it is you're doing.
Yes. Make it the local pastime or the national pastime.
Yes.
What is the national pastime now?
Well, just make it your pastime. Don't worry about the rest of the nation.
That's a great point. Don't worry about the entire nation.
Yeah. It's like, do you really want to do what everybody else is doing? Because odds are they don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, they're just doing what they say is trending.
Yeah.
Whoever they is.
Who's that?
Pardon my French.
I don't know who they is.
Yeah. We truly, truly, truly appreciate you listening because, as Jimmy pointed out, you've seek this out in this huge, infested, overpopulated world of podcasts.
Yes.
And I don't need to sit here and tell you that we've had one since 2005. before people knew what podcast. I didn't.
You just did.
I don't need to.
Well, you just did.
I used to have to pay in like $29 a month for our podcast to be out there through a company called Blank Hive.
Yeah, yeah.
But it worked, and we appreciate you. Hopefully, we get some of the spillover of the Rise Guys Morning Show podcast, which is page 2 of Apple Podcasts.
Oh yeah, man!
On the comedy part.
Yeah. Well, we have two now. So thank you for listening to this one. Thank you for listening to that one.
Yeah, I've had a good time. All these have been. I can't tell you which one's my favorite. I enjoyed last week with the short handle shovel.
That was a lot of fun. Man, that was fun. I enjoyed that. That's a great story about my uncle falling down in a pile of hockey.
Yeah. I love
Hockey means poop, if you're unfamiliar.
Oh, yeah, like doo doo.
Yeah, dookie.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Besides, you can't, you know, we could, you know, your favorite probably go to shit, but like, I'm
but
just
as far
saying,
as like the ones you can say anywhere.
The one that's, yeah, you're not in mixed company.
Man, dookie's fun. It's a fun word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been such a back and forth with me. When I was a kid, I would get in trouble for saying doo-doo, oddly enough, but I was told to call it ha-ha.
Yeah, ha-ha. It is funny.
It's just odd.
It is. When I was a little kid, it was boo-boo.
That like, was when you hurt your knee.
Like Yogi Bear's friend, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Did you boo-boo?
Sounds like Fat Boy's in here.
Yeah.
That's our producer.
Yeah, he is. You'll hear him on the Rise Guys podcast.
Yeah, you should check that
out. Yeah, that was my childhood word.
Yeah.
And now I'm usually at home by myself, so I don't really announce it that I'm going to. As a man, you know, you announce those things. For some reason, anytime a man gets up to go to the bathroom, he has to say to everyone in the room where he's going.
No.
Boy, yes.
I'm glad you said that. I am engaged to be married. I could be married by the time you hear this down the road, but regardless, I told you the date earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved in together and it kind of, you know, you get very comfortable with, you know, farting and, you know, well, it just me, never her, and all this stuff. I would say, once we got comfortable with each other, I'd say, hey, I'm going to go take a ha-ha.
Yeah.
And after a while, she said.
Our women hate it.
Listen, she said, you don't have to tell me how long you're going to be. So
you don't have to tell me that you're going, where you're going, what you just get up and go in the bathroom. I pretty much assume you're going to the bathroom.
But if you're in the same room and you get up and just ceremoniously, without saying a word, just start walking up steps, where are you going?
Yeah.
And I said, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
And she says, what are you doing? I said, you will know by how long I'm gone.
Yes.
And she sat there for a minute and the humility just kicked in, and she just started laughing. Yeah. It's the best thing ever.
Well, I mean, you can say I'm going to the bathroom, I guess, but for some reason, women don't want the specifics usually. But the thing is that we say it because we're quite proud of it. We're very proud of what we're about to go do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get rid of this, what I just ate.
Yeah, man. We like to announce to people that we're doing that. And I said that I'm usually sitting at home by myself, but no, I do get up and I have to navigate through my two German shepherds to do anything because they follow me around. You know, they're always right there.
Yeah,
so
those are big dogs.
I go one way to take them out back or to feed them or go to the kitchen and then go the other way to go to the bathroom. So I have to tell them, like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. I usually get up and say, oh, man, daddy bathroom, get back.
Oh, they know.
Get out of the way, I got to go.
You think they're going to look at you grabbing your tummy and say, oh, look, it's the way that the white man says that he's pregnant. You know how when women do in their pictures, they do that so you don't think they're getting a beer gut.
They don't usually have a grimace on their face like I do, though.
Well, that's a good point, but dogs don't know any different. You see that in these pictures now, and it's like, oh, you just answered the question. I was wondering if COVID put a little weight on you, but no, you preggers.
Yeah, it's preggers. Yep.
Yeah. But I what I was going to say is not any kind of transition. I enjoyed that. But when I come in here to do the podcast, I feel so much more relaxed.
That was a 10-minute digression.
It's fun, though.
It was fun.
I have no preconceived things to talk about. I don't come in here with – I never come into the building with a chip on my shoulder. I do today, though.
Why is that?
It's something I wanted – when you asked me – well, truly, about 11 minutes ago, you said, what's wrong? And I mentioned on our morning show a high school memory that I shared on this previous episode. Mm-hmm. I won't say anything other than that.
No, okay, yeah.
And it got back to someone who was involved, and something was said about the kind of person that listens to us.
Oh, yeah. We've been dealing with that We started this show in January of 2003.
Mm-hmm.
That was 18 years ago.
Right.
So we're in our 19th year of doing this.
Season 19.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been dealing with that the entire time. The same perception.
The perception that... You know, I don't even want to, I have to pick my words because it's so like, if people have a right to be offended about stuff, this ought to be it. That if you listen to us, not specifically this show necessarily, but yeah. I guess the combination of Nine and I together.
Yeah, if you listen to us.
That you're a guy and you don't have any kind of self-worth and that you are not highly educated.
You got guns, though.
You have lots of guns. They know how you voted.
But they think you bought them used out of the trunk of somebody's car, all of them, not just some of them.
Remember who we are and the things we talk about. Yet that's the preconceived notion. They don't have any aspirations of ever owning a home,
yeah,
property, educating themselves further.
Yeah.
And that when it comes to retail and even eating,
mm-hmm.
It's such a and
all you eat is fast food.
I'm about
food.
To coin a word that I know you might Google and it already is a thing, but this is reverse sexism.
It's just sexism, right?
It's reverse.
Sexism is just sexism.
It's reverse sexism. I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think the message is there. But it's reverse sexism that the conception of if you like rock and roll or two dudes talking about certain things, the preconception is that this guy is just out of control. This guy. How many of these ladies right now listening?
Yeah, I mean...
Put your hand up there.
And how many of you are guys who aren't, you know, covered in red mud right now? Or even if you are, you're doing it for a good reason. You're not just always that way. I mean, we do very well in terms of... our in the market where we're on the air radio, we do very well with, honestly, people who have a higher income.
Yeah.
We're one of the top couple stations in that, like tied for first kind of territory with
and
that.
What
I don't want to get into specifics, probably shouldn't do that.
No, but they can, what for higher income, for those of you who are probably wondering where you stand, that's 100,000 and up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it really irks me because like prior to, and I'm glad we mentioned the date, prior to the pandemic, we would go out and do these personal appearances or promotional appearances and or meet and greet, whatever corporate America wants to call it now, and we would meet a lot of you. And, yeah, there's some good old boys out there.
Yeah, and there's some outright rednecks. Like, I mean, trashy ones, too, who listen to this. But the perception is that's all there are.
That's it.
Not even good old boys, just, like, redneck trash.
And I try to get to the root of it. I'm like, is it rock and roll? Is that what it is? Is it rock and roll? Because, you know, we play... 2 to sometimes 3 songs per hour.
Yeah.
Versus the other so-called morning shows in our market that play 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Which means they're not talking a whole lot, which means their podcast is like 12 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, but so I'm saying you're judging the book by its cover, but is there some kind of sexism against rock and roll?
Maybe there is, or maybe, it's hard for me to say because it is, sort of a local thing here to this area where we encounter this.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Now, Greenville is a city that is honestly kind of highfalutin at this point.
And, bougie.
Yeah, it's kind of bougie would be the term for it. And the thing is that we could do the same kind of crude humor you see in a lot of movies that these people think is funny, but if we do it, they don't like it because we have an accent.
You think that's what it is?
A lot of it is, yeah. You know, there's still some of that. And the biggest thing I see, man, oh, Lord of mercy.
I'm getting worked up.
I just got to figure out how to say this without getting in meetings and Zoom calls.
My stomach.
Stuff. Oh, yeah, dude, I'm there. You might hear mine. But now the thing is.
That was my butt.
the thing is that I don't think advertising is bad. I think advertising is good. If you own a business, if you do something like this, if you have a product, then advertising is good and it's beneficial.
Yeah.
Marketing sometimes is predatory and nasty and evil and bad. A lot of times it is. And I think a lot of people, not all, but I think a lot of people in marketing, because they have these perceptions of these things, kind of have their heads up their asses. And I mean, not just a little bit. I mean, all the way up there.
Talking about like Facebook and stuff.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're talking about the marketing industry, which includes like a lot of it is social media. Like I would dare even see what the percentage was.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is, but yeah, just that they have these, I guess, preconceived notions of these demographics, but they don't actually look into it. They just go off a perception of something. And the perception is something that was just, I don't know how that came to be, how it was created, and then they all just kind of came to the same conclusion about it. Or not all of them, but a vast majority of them came to the same conclusion about it. But it's the it's also the thing of how, and you'll like this because of your sexism thing.
Reverse sexism.
About how toilet paper commercials are all clearly aimed at women. But I'm a man and I wipe my ass too.
I like my hiney clean.
Yeah, we all do.
I said like.
Yeah.
I'd have to take out four ribs.
You would.
Maybe six.
Or just cut your tongue out, it'd be easier.
You should do them in a pair, otherwise you walk funny. I've heard.
But yeah, so it's, I mean, everybody does. Like everybody who has a household has paper towels, but those ads are targeted towards mommy. And single people use paper towels too, but those ads are all targeted towards mom.
Is that the whole American dream, not Dusty Rhodes, but that white picket fence, 2.5 kids, that whole thing, man and woman kind of deal? Because what about the guy who, I've been there, done that, who is single and has his child every other weekend?
Yeah, do you have paper towels and toilet paper if you do that? I mean, you maintain a household. You live by yourself. You might even own a home.
Now, I'm not going to say that I didn't while I was that run out and have to use an old sock.
It happens. But the a lot of people who do marketing professionally don't seem to think that you do anything except, what, watch sports and drink beer and eat chips and eat fast food, and that's about all you do. And you have yard tools.
I don't understand it. And you know, the other thing too, speaking of marketing, like, I can't say that. I was a marketing student at one time. I dropped out, did not get my degree, but I feel like I learned a whole lot, but radio jumped in and that stole my attention. But, it always irked me, and it also made me feel like a fool because I'm pretty sure I've said this either on this podcast or the Rise Guys Morning Show, that as a kid, when I would see commercials, and I watched a bunch of them.
Yeah, you did. I did too.
I would see commercials for whether it be diapers, toilet paper, or sometimes female hygiene product.
Yeah.
And the liquids would always be blue. And I tell you, it took me a long time to get the gumption up to ask my daddy, "Daddy, why is my pee yellow?
Why? Why is it different?"
You're going to be a diabetic one day, Matthew.
No, Matthew.
No, I feel like, and I'm probably paraphrasing, or maybe even I'm just thinking this happened and it didn't, but I remember him telling me that you can't show yellow urine on TV. That's offensive. But I was like, "But Daddy, what about the blood in that show that just went to commercial?"
Exactly.
Different thing, Matthew.
It's different. It ain't
the
same.
But Daddy, with the feminine, Matthew.
It's different.
Female problems, Matthew.
Yes.
My mama was in the hospital, and I didn't even realize it, like, not clinging to life, but it didn't go in the direction they thought. And I didn't know where my mama was going. And the only thing anybody would do would say, "She has female problems."
Yeah. You know?
And basically, it translates to, "You're not going to have any more brothers or sisters."
Exactly.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, it's
look at it this way, Matthew. We're going to save money on female hygiene products.
And there's only one way to sell things to men in all of this marketing mess.
How?
You're not going to get laid if you don't have this, if you don't use this, if you don't smell like this. Or you will get laid if you do smell like this. That's the only way anybody tries to sell stuff to men outside of like lawn tools and stuff, which are only targeted to men, even though women like to garden too.
Dude. You go on a Saturday, you know this, a Saturday, Sunday.
It's mainly old ladies at the garden center.
So much.
It's like
so
90% much. Older women, but they target all the lawn maintenance stuff to dudes, middle-aged dudes, because they think it's Hank Hill.
Yes.
They picture Hank Hill, yeah. And then they think all our listeners are Dale Gribble and Boomhauer.
But do you think that they're looking at it as though, okay, the men are in the know with tools. A lot of them are contractors. We want the women to say, "Honey, take us to Blank Depot with you."
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody goes there. Especially yeah. people, not people who people who rent don't as much, but they still do some.
Oh, they gotta fix holes in the walls and things.
Yeah, you know, try to get your deposit back. You got to go up there and get a few things.
I just wonder what this is a time when I wish we could take phone calls and this were live because I'm so in wonderment about that. Like, where does that come from? I don't get it.
Well, think about it. They do all the lawn and garden shows, and it's totally geared towards men. But again, women are very, very into that stuff, gardening and planting flowers and growing plants and maintaining the lawn and the yard and all that. They're very into all that stuff.
You know, what's interesting, too, is that, you know, we're not live right now. This is taped, and we can't take live calls.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, with radio, when you couldn't take a live call, and there was time of that, what you heard was fact. So if we didn't have access to go out and do appearances and meet a lot of you, and those of you who haven't, we're going to go on tour again, God willing.
Eventually.
But
hopefully this year.
If we didn't get to go out and meet you and find out that you're also nurses, you're also lawyers, you're also UFC fighters, you're also NASCAR drivers, you're also contractors, you're mm-hmm. all truck drivers.
Yeah.
If we didn't take phone calls, the marketers and the deciders and the decision makers, we would not know that either.
No, we wouldn't know that. But
we would just think dudes 18 to 49 or 54 years old only listen to us.
Well, you know what? We would know that because we would still know people and have friends and relatives and people we see.
I think we would just kissing my ass.
We would still see our neighbors doing things and we would still interact with people, you know? So we would still understand that because we, again, don't have our heads up our asses.
So try not to. I don't want it up my ass. I know where that thing's been. And also, I don't want to have it in the ground either.
Yeah. And you can talk about things like the home shows that, you know, that are geared entirely towards women. But I know a bunch of dudes who are single men who own homes. I know a bunch of women who are single women who own homes, too. And those guys, I mean, you know, they don't just live in there sitting on old pizza boxes and drinking beer on the floor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They don't sleep out in the yard. They don't sleep in the truck. They just get in the truck to go rant on Facebook videos.
You know, you're
not politics.
You're now, by the time this airs, and soon to be, whenever, whatever,
soon.
Home owner.
Yeah, I'm in the process of buying right now.
I guess I'm in charge of doing the housewarming party. So how about this? I pay the first month's heat.
That'll work.
Okay. And I'll need all of you listening right now to chip in on that. We'll start a GoFundMe. I hate that. But it's that thing where, do I hate that because I'm programmed to hate that? Or, like, there is a, when you're young and you're taught, and it is the word taught, that we get in that mindset of, oh, okay, this is, and the older you could, the layers kind of come off. And it develops a little bit of angst and perturbed, as my mama would say.
I don't think you're programmed to hate it. You're just kind of rebelling against it in a natural way because we've grown up in a marketing apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
We've been, again, I don't think advertising is bad, but a lot of times marketing gets way out of hand.
You mean all the doom and gloom?
It's just, well, no, that's the news. I'm talking about the actual marketing. The traditional marketing is just, it's been at every turn, everywhere, soaked into everything, especially after E.T. came out. Everything was marketing. I mean, E.T. was a 2-hour commercial with a backstory about an alien. Spoiler, really, if you haven't seen it.
That was an alien? Yeah. I thought that was it.
But E.T. is what made me want Pizza Hut for the first time. And Reese's Pieces, I didn't even know they existed until I saw E.T.
Oh, come on. You're going to try to sue Amblin now, ain't you?
No. No, I'm leaving Spielberg out of this.
You see how authentic that was? I said, ain't you?
Yeah.
Now, see, you got these others like Stephen Colbert, who sometimes claims South Carolina, other times, no, I was born in New York. He admits that he had a Southern accent. But when he decided he wanted to go into broadcasting, he took speech lessons to strip all that away from him so he could talk like every man and woman USA.
Yeah.
Where's the realness left in that?
He's like, in that group of people I'm talking about who try to judge our audience as being like Dale Gribble and Boomhauer.
Yeah, because that's, you know,
he's one of those people with his head up his ass.
That's one thing that I loathe about Jay Leno is anytime there was a South Carolina, especially because that's where I'm born and raised, Jimmy, you too, it's where we are now.
I don't care about stuff he was talking about it though.
But I don't like when they do like this and they always make this, I'm going to have sex with my cousin.
And that's Alabama and West Virginia and
Oh
Kentucky.
My God.
That's where they do
there
that.
There we go. There's our chances of going national, Jim.
That's where they do that.
Yeah, I kind of agree with the West Virginia one. Still, I wouldn't have said it publicly.
You agree with the Alabama one too.
I have a whole thing about Alabama. It could be a whole podcast.
You ever been to like the central panhandle part of Florida? They do it there too.
Yeah. Well, where was I going with that? It's the thing I was mentioning to you earlier. We were talking about stand up comedy and how does that pivot through all this kind of. I know you can do your outdoor shows and all that, but there needs to be some kind of pivot with that, almost like. You know, the podcast bubble that will pop when you have people who jumped on it because they couldn't make movies or their league wasn't in or whatever it might be. And then once that gets overpopulated, there won't really, the name value won't really have any value as much as people who've done this for, I don't know, 20 years.
How does that tie to being Southern, though?
Because there's that thought that if you have any kind of character-esque. And being Southern, the way we are when we're not, we never like change it. We're never in mixed company. I don't say certain words around my mama. It's because I don't want to be backhanded or, you know, hurt her feelings or whatever. You know, cuss words and stuff.
Yeah.
But I never like, you know, enunciate totally properly. I am who I am. And if that keeps me from becoming a national radio, whatever, or what, anyway, I don't give a damn.
Well, it's the same thing I said earlier about how if Seth Rogen in a movie is making the same, using the same, employing the same humor that we use, the people who think we're just kind of redneck trash laugh at it if he does it, because it's the accent more than anything.
But you would have to come on here and
very
say
judged accent.
After Hours with the Rise Guys, starring Matthew Harris as Mattman. See, if I told you that it was a character, it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
They'll go on with their headline. And I love SNL. I truly, truly do. Some seasons that were just god-awful, and they'll agree. But
Most of the show is not good and never has been. You know what I mean? Like 90% of every episode is trash.
I still enjoy a good portion of
you could put together a hell of a like a 5-hour highlight reel, but then think about how many hours of content they have. The vast majority of it just sucks.
Usually,
man.
Anything after Weekend Update is downhill. I mean, it really is. Like, they don't look at it from the approach of work up to it. Say no,
people are falling asleep,
drunk and whatever. But I enjoy Saturday Night Live, and what they'll do is they will come on and they'll do their sketches or bits or whatever,
yeah.
And they're making fun of someone who did something sexist or racist or politically incorrect or whatever.
Or topical humor.
Then they'll come on and then they'll do Weekend Update where they chastise those people and shame them, but then they're doing that as the Weekend Update host, whoever they may have been over the years.
Yeah.
That's them as a person. But then you'll notice that those people rarely are in any other sketches because they want to remind you that's a real person telling you a lesson, telling you without any kind of character. You know, it's not Debbie Downer telling you or Will Ferrell as cheerleader telling you. It's a real person.
Mm.
But then we will go over here and say those same words that are offensive in a character way, and it's all right. You can't say it as your true voice because you'll be chastised for it. But if you do it as a character and then you put the little PSA in there that that's bad, don't do that. We'll be back right after.
I mean, with some things, I agree with that. With some subjects, you can do as a character, but if that's how you really feel, then you kind of messed up.
The South Park way is good because it ushers you in with a lot of you. Well, you know this. If you're in the South Park, you know this. But they'll usher in with crude, great graphic sexual humor that we all know and love down deep.
Yeah.
But then there's an underlying message there that I feel like after I watch South Park, I kind of sit there and think, even though I've watched the short documentary about, you know, how they make an episode,
mm-hmm.
I there's an underlying message with a lot of those that you don't really realize at the time.
Now, don't you think that for a few seasons there, about 10 years ago, they got maybe a little too preachy? It's still really
South
funny,
Park?
But yeah, the message was just kind of beating you over the head with it. I mean, I didn't disagree with it, but it was still felt a little preachy to me at times.
You shouldn't all, yeah. I mean, if you do it to what, that's where people can say left or right with stuff. You have to kind of do both sides, and that's what's going to be interesting to do with that, with SNL, is that they've, you know, just nailed one side of the argument and just bastardized it. And made fun of it and ridiculed it, and then the one that they
it
were
was kind of, asking for it at kind, the time.
Well, I'm not saying who. I don't want to turn it that way. But then the person
you're talking about the Democrats in the 90s during the Clinton scandal.
Boom. But then what did they do? Is the person that they exalted now is the one that's going to be catching some of the heat?
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird thing that they somehow, and a lot of TV shows get that unspoken precedent set. As long as it's a character, you can do it. But you have to kind of run in there. They ain't good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what sucks about what we do is I'm no character. You're no character. We have radio names because we're kind of told we needed to.
Yeah.
And I try to speak from the heart, but at the same time, even on a podcast like this, I know there's still a little bit of a filter that I have to use. Does that make sense?
A language filter you do, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out where you I mean, anything that you have that you know, you can make a joke, and that's one thing. You know, stand-up comedians as themselves on stage can make a joke. Where you need a character is when you're getting into something really, well, a stand-up comedian, I mean, can get away with anything, too.
But it could be a character, you know? Like, a lot of people don't know Gilbert Gottfried doesn't really talk like Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Such a I don't even want to say it, as such a great comedic persona.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's great to have it. You know, like Dennis Hopper playing a character he played in like Blue Velvet or Speed or something like that was, you know, he needed to be a character and not actually try to kill Keanu Reeves.
Right. But he didn't come on at the end and say, "Hi, I'm Dennis Hopper."
Yeah.
The character I just played doesn't really advocate going around and bombing things and then putting, booby traps.
It's accepted as fiction because it's presented as fiction, whereas... And that's how it is with like sketch comedy too. It's presented as fiction.
Wrestling.
And what we do is not presented as fiction.
Because it's not.
Yeah, we have to stand behind the things we say. But if it's a work of fiction, you don't have to stand behind it because it's purely fictional.
Sure. No, I agree with what you're saying. And I get that point of view. But I don't understand the rock and roll factor to it. Because that's the underlying thing with the perception of our show. Because... I really think I meet just as many women who, or even interact on social media with just as many women. I know Fatboy does.
Yeah, well, he has all he interacts with on social media. He's the only one married.
I don't understand it, and it bothers me. But then again, I don't even know how to present the question of what is with that. Is that just all of getting back to the toilet paper and stuff? We almost ask for it. A lot of men when they say, "If mama ain't happy, nobody's." Mama doesn't want that pressure sometimes.
Well, with the men and the toilet paper thing, I mean, men do a lot of...
Wiping?
No, well, yeah, hopefully.
Sure.
But they also do a lot of the buying for the household. A lot of grocery shopping and home goods shopping along those lines. I mean, it's a much higher percentage than you would think. I don't have it in front of me, but I've seen it before, and it's a pretty decent percentage. It's not over 50%, but it's up there.
What do you think, though, back to the blue liquid? What would be so offensive that, and it's really there, I've looked it up,
yeah.
That what would be so offensive to look up in your marketing towards something that's an actuality that every single person on earth, unless it's some kind of health ailment, urinate. I don't understand why the blue.
And everybody's sitting in front of the TV eating, I guess. That's my best guess, is that, you know, our grandparents didn't want to be sitting in front of the TV eating and not paying attention to the TV. But, you know, if you're just halfway paying attention and they're pouring blue liquid down on a paper towel or a diaper, it's one thing. But then, oh, man, that looks like pee. I don't like this no more.
Uncle Guy's colorblind, and he just threw up in his macaroni salad.
He did. He did.
And you stepped in it this time. He got you back.
Macaroni salad probably tastes better.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
You know macaroni salad sucks.
I hate it. I hate it.
It ruins salad and macaroni. So it's an insult to both.
I don't understand, like, that whole perception of stuff. And where we just, like, that's really something within the past 2 to 3 years I feel like really just changed. Where, okay, you can use yellow now. We're cool with it.
Yeah, it's just the...
But blood. Know. Blood was not to ever be...
There can't just be one everlasting standard. It changes. Perceptions change. But things just... You know, it just advances and moves along, I guess.
What if there was some rule back in your horror movies, your Friday the 13th, where they had to use green liquid instead of the corn syrup and the red food? Would you think you were watching Nickelodeon instead?
Well, I mean, that would be outright stupid.
I know.
But
what about blue pee?
Well, they're not peeing on it. They're pouring blue liquid on it, so it doesn't matter what color it is to me. I mean, it makes more sense if it's yellow, but it's still just a demonstration, whereas in the movie, it's being presented as Jason cut somebody's head off, and if green stuff comes out, well, that's stupid. But if you're just pouring liquid out of a cup onto a diaper, then it can be any color.
My thought process...
Could be red.
...was that the guy could not actually whip it out on the camera and urinate on it.
Yeah, you can't.
He did it into a cup.
No.
And poured it into it.
That's some country time in that cup.
My parents would talk to me about the birds and the bees and anything with the nether regions. The only time I really got any kind of answers about stuff was when I started growing hair and when the toilet seat fell on it and it swelled up real big.
No, oh, yeah. First time it swelled up real big. Wasn't the last.
No.
Wasn't the only.
First couple times afterwards, it hurt real bad.
Yeah, it does.
Hurt real bad. I don't know. So you don't carry the same chip on your shoulder that I do?
No,
not
I do
to
about
quote
when,
anybody.
When it comes to the misperception of the audience... I really do.
It's such a bother to me when I hear things like that, and then I meet every walk of life out there that listens to, you know, not this podcast yet, but the morning show in Greenville, South Carolina.
Well, also the people who think they're too good to take some dude's money because he's wearing dirty blue jeans with holes in them. I mean,
hey, buddy,
his money spends the same as yours, mine, or anybody else's.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
So, I mean, if you think you're too good to sell your wares to a certain demographic of people or a certain class of people, then their money is the same as everybody else's.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they're not going to come in there with a pocket full of dirt and rocks and try to buy a car. They're going to come in there with $60,000 and walk out of there with a brand new truck, because clearly they're not wasting that money at the mall buying clothes every weekend. They're saving it up to buy that truck.
We get such mind...
They're going to pay cash for the damn thing, too.
We get such mind-blanked, though, as kids, of maybe not this...
It's that marketing apocalypse.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, this generation, maybe not so much, and that's going to change, but, you know, I can remember my sister getting the kitchenette set as a toy. And I got the hammer and the hard hat and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you go out and work, you stay home in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mama, why are you leaving to go to work?
Yeah.
You supposed to... Daddy's bringing home the bacon.
Exactly. More that has led us is everybody who does marketing now is basically marketing to someone who doesn't exist. They're marketing to this kind of generic perception of an American citizen or an American person, and it's someone who doesn't actually exist. It's on like the it's on, you know, it's on the more bougie end of things. It's more of an old school yuppie type that they're marketing to, or suburban housewife type. But you
can't
know,
say yuppie anymore.
The white picket fences and stuff isn't really, you know, they're marketing to that. They're marketing to a perception that isn't really real.
They're marketing to the model of, like I said to Fat Boy.
They've taken reality out of it. They're just not thinking about the world they know when they do their damn job.
I was like, Fat Boy, are you drinking anymore? I don't know, because you don't put it on your Instagram story anymore. And I was like, Wow.
Dude, that's perfect. They're basically marketing to the Instagram perception of normal, which, again, is fake and not real.
But why do I get such strange ads on things that I've never looked up before, though?
I mean, I don't know.
I've never once looked up a fleshlight shaped like CeCe DeVille. Never, ever.
Now, yeah, you have.
It was the fat version, too.
We look up all kind of stuff in here.
No, we must be on the same IP or something.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
And it ain't intellectual property, so I can tell you.
I mean, we come in here, we're all on the same Wi-Fi on all our phones. We're all going to get the same kind of ads based on the things we're all looking for.
That's what it is. I don't know.
But you should try the CeCe DeVille fleshlight. It's very nice.
You liked it?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Just don't do it upside down.
Mm-mm.
Good
no.
Lord.
No.
You'll gag him. You know, I was also thinking a good little question that we could do to kind of stir up the feedback. Because I like to try to interact with you as much as you can. Other than say, hey, enjoy the podcast. Just tell us what you liked about it. And you know, something we don't agree, we said you don't agree with or vice versa. Let us know. But if you would, just contact us on social media and tell us, like, maybe if you feel comfortable with it, like your age, where you live. We're not using this to sell your information, but just out of curiosity, and what you do for a living.
No, we couldn't sell it if we wanted to.
No.
No, and that's not an insult to you. That's an insult to us.
No, we don't know.
But yeah, let us know who you like. Just a little bit about you, who you are. What you do for a living. Last 4 years social. The three digits on the back of the card.
Yes, I was about to say that. secret pin.
CVV, right? Is that what it is?
You know, I've just got mine learned, and, well, we don't need to say all that.
No, you don't need to get into it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of these fancy ones now that has no raised numbers on the front. Oh, finally got one of those.
I got one of mine that when I whip it out, talking about the credit card, that it looks way more prominent than it is. But it's like, you know what? Oh, man.
Cash App card's classy looking,
too. Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, you just filled in the gaps for me.
Yep.
It looks like it's...
It looks fancy.
It looks like a Black American Express.
There's about $30 on there, though.
Oh! Well, thank God you ain't got mine, Jim.
Yeah.
I rarely use it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this. And I would love to, if you feel comfortable, sending us that information. I hate to say information. Just reacting to that.
Yeah, it's just a reaction.
I'm just curious. Like, maybe every person that listens to us is a man that is not very educated, that loves guns, is always hunting. What was the other thing we said? Doesn't want to own a home.
Yeah.
Doesn't go to the grocery store. Doesn't wipe.
Yeah, basically just sits on the floor and drinks beer and eats fast food.
No.
I mean, that's what a lot of marketing people think of. I mean, not just rock and roll in general.
Yeah,
because we do this podcast, but we do the show on a rock radio station as well.
We should quit talking about the Girls Gone Wild appearances we made and the time we were on Jerry Springer and various things like that.
Yeah, maybe so.
Maury Povich, was it?
Yeah, just pretend we never met him.
Yeah, none of that stuff.
No, none of that ever happened.
All right.
And I guess we quit talking about wrestling, too. But what's weird is that still has that perception, but they can sign a $1 billion TV deal or three of them at once.
Is that something that would take forever to talk about?
Yeah, it'd probably take longer than we need to here, but it's weird that people have the trashy perception of wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
People have, marketing people have that, and then marketing people kind of have the same perception of our audience, but wrestling did sign WWE does have $3 billion TV contracts all at the same time.
But they twisted their brand look. They twisted it. I mean, look, truly, honest to God, I haven't watched it.
I'm just talking about the perception.
The perception.
It's still
there.
Yeah.
But they're very kid-friendly-esque.
But their audience is 50 plus.
50 years old?
50 and up, yeah. The majority of their audience is, I mean, older. Because they're still living off names from the 80s and 90s. So their audience is going to be at least our age, if not older.
See, that's what I was thinking about. That was my, I won't even say his name, Lil G.
Mm-hmm.
You say his name so people know what I'm talking about.
Garth Brooks.
Wow, zinger. I feel like the reason he did what he did was because he knew that half of his base was going to be like, you know what, he's dead to me forever and all this stuff, you know, performing at the inauguration. But he also realized that the next generation of consumer might go that way a little more. And he's like, I need to have my music live on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the people who are going to get mad about it are mainly, largely, people who, if they're big fans of him, have already seen him at least once or twice and are less likely to go again.
He's a sellout. Not because of that, but just in general. He's not real country.
Oh, yeah, well.
He's not. And he was lying to us that time.
Well, I'm not either.
What, real country?
Not really.
You're Appalachian.
I am Appalachian.
Yes.
But that means you will never see me in a cowboy hat because I'm Appalachian, not a cowboy.
I got a hat for Christmas I've not yet worn.
Cowboy hat?
No, it's...
Don't wear a cowboy hat. You're not a cowboy. You're Appalachian.
I should have been a cowboy, though.
Should have learned to rope and ride.
Yeah.
If you say any more, we'll get sued.
I know it. I know it. I don't want to get. I don't want to hear from Columbo.
Mm-mm.
Jimmy, I've enjoyed this. Hope you have as well.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. Till next week.
Till next week. That was episode 23 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Guys?
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.